Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, Dalton Manch joins me.
Yo.
Along with Asa Gray.
Hello.
And Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
I'm Jesse, your host. We're here to talk about all sorts of fun, nerdy stuff, starting with Iron Fist.
Woot woot.
Something near and dear to at least Asa's heart. And
jeez.
Have I ever showed you my Iron Fist figure?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I love Iron Fist.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm a big fan of Iron Fist and Power Man both. Like, it's Heroes for Hire. That's fine.
Have you watched Jessica Jones?
No, because Shannon says I have to watch it with him, and he's never home, so.
All right, so watch Jessica Jones without him, and then the big black dude is Power Man.
Gotcha. And if you really need someone to watch it with,
you'll hit me up. You'll gladly watch it again.
Yeah, I will certainly watch that again. So good. For those of you that still haven't seen it, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, it's all great. You should go watch it. Speaking of that Netflix series, they cast Danny Rand finally.
Finally, because I've been getting very annoyed with the lack of news regarding, because initially they announced 4 Netflix exclusive series. There's going to be Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, J.K. Power Man, and Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Daredevil came and went, and it was fantastic and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went ahead and announced, hey, we're going to do a second season of Daredevil. Cool, great, more Daredevil. Then in that meantime, oh, Kristen Ritter's going to be Jessica Jones, and Power Man is going to have his thing, and that started, and just like nothing about Iron Fist. Oh, Jessica Jones is probably going to get a second season. Oh, we're already filming the second season of Daredevil too. But Iron Fist.
Yeah.
Where's my Danny?
So we finally got Danny Rand. It's a Game of Thrones Finn Jones. For those of you that have seen the show and don't recognize the name, Loras Tyrell, which you all may know as the Knight of Flowers. Or the one that had sex with Renly.
You're just talking Greek to me because I have seen none of Game of Thrones.
And from what I hear about Game of Thrones, sex is also not a really dead giveaway.
No, it's really not. But the people that have seen Game of Thrones, they know.
All right, I just found the dude on IMDb. I haven't seen a picture of him because I've kept me looking at him till now.
Basically, he plays a homosexual knight in the Game of Thrones universe that is one of the best sword fighters living.
He actually get to does he on screen, does he actually do sword fighting?
Yeah, once or twice.
Okay.
Not near as much as he does in the books, but
well, because I didn't know, I don't know anything about this actor at all. I just know that he's probably gonna have to cut his hair or get a haircut.
He is attractive. I just found a picture of him. He's a good looking man.
He is a good looking man.
But it's that hair doesn't make me think Danny Rand, and he's also 27.
Yeah.
Which is kinda young. It's younger than I was expecting. I mean, that's fine, because when Danny Rand first gets his powers and, his story, it is at a relatively young age, just with how aged it feels like Matt Murdock and Jessica Jones and Power Man himself are. He seems like he's on the younger end of that spectrum.
So are you expecting, are you expecting more of an origin, or are you expecting, Iron Fist has been doing his thing for a while?
This is the one time that I feel like an origin would be necessary, but his origin is so mythical and just magic based that
I'm so hard.
Yeah, he's a man who punched a dragon so hard his fists are now eternally on fire, and that dragon then tattooed itself on his chest.
Where did he find this dragon?
In the mythical land of Kung Lung.
Yep. This is all true.
I have a conspiracy.
I believe you.
Everyone's seen Daredevil, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Very slight spoiler. Madame Gao, who is one of the antagonists, when she's questioned where is she from, they're like, China? She says, no, farther. She's got to be from Kung Lung, which gets me so excited.
And also whenever they said Iron Fist, they were going to do the series, and they were like, oh, no, we're not going to do a series with him, we're going to do a movie. And then they went back to, no, we're going to do a series. I think it was one of those. I think Iron Fist was just really hard for Marvel to break on this one. They're just we don't know how to do it.
And that's what I mean. I'm really interested to see how they go about it, because the Netflix series it takes place in the same universe as all of the Marvel movies. So the Loki stuff, they make multiple mentions of Manhattan being destroyed by the aliens. But all of these other characters are so grounded in almost realism that I'll be really interested to see if they skip the whole, I almost think they might do an Arrow where he's in the city doing his thing with flashbacks to him and Kung Lan.
Yeah, well, they actually did a little bit of that for Daredevil, too. So far, for everybody, really, by everybody, I mean both people they've done shows for. They just kind of have like flashbacks a little bit to their origins. Like, especially in Jessica Jones, you got a lot of flashbacks to like her and Patsy Walker mm-hmm. and how all that started. But and I feel like that's probably the way they're going to do it on this. And they've done it just perfectly so far.
Yeah.
Where it's not like Arrow is a perfect example of that being overdone. The man was only gone for 5 years, right? Like, have you guys, are you guys?
I just bought season three, so I'm going to be watching that soon.
I've only seen what's, I'm working my way through the third season right now.
Yeah, okay, I'm so like at 2.5 right now.
So we're on season 5, I think, if I remember correctly.
Four?
Is it 4?
Yeah.
Okay,
I thought it was.
Because season three went on Netflix right before season 4. Before season 4 started.
So we're in season 4, we're still doing flashbacks.
Mm-hmm. Which is weird,
Which they only have one more year worth.
Yeah, like, and it's just one of those things, like, you think he was on the island for that entire time. He wasn't.
Right.
He was not.
Yeah, that's what I'm watching right now.
Yeah.
So
and it just keeps going. And it's honestly, at this point, it's getting played out. And it's gotten to where they're using it as a plot device to explain what's happening in the current story. And that also bugs me.
Yeah. Now, see, in the first season, it was done really well when they were doing that. Because the people didn't know.
Yeah, because, the first two seasons, he was all on the island.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, talking about stuff that was happening to him on the island that was relevant to current day. Now, like, he keeps doing random things. They're all semi-related, like semi-sequential.
But then suddenly, like, oh, it's you?
Like, yeah. It's all explained in the episode.
It's too cutesy. Like, yep. And I mean, not cutesy, it's too Deus Ex Machina, like, look who showed up. Like,
yeah, but Flash is doing a perfect job of not doing that, I feel.
I still haven't seen any of the Flash.
Oh, it's way better than the Arrow.
No. Ooh, but Arrow's so good.
It's...
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the first season once I finish up with the third season of Arrow.
I think season three of Arrow and season one of Flash go together.
Are the same time, yeah. Because I have already seen the crossover episode.
Okay. So, yeah. You actually, once you get in that point, you should be, like, alternating them.
Really?
Yeah. Watch an episode of Flash, then watch the episode of the Arrow, Flash, Arrow, Flash, Arrow. Because especially once you get to the current seasons,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of overlapping stuff that happens.
I don't like that.
I mean, it's not like...
That makes watching complicated.
Yeah. Well, that's like the Captain America, when Captain America and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, if you don't watch them in the precise order when they came out,
it gets screwy.
One of them spoiled the other one for you.
Yeah. Well, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. gets spoiled, I guess.
No, I mean, if you're watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then you eventually go and watch Captain America, just like, oh, it's Hydra. Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. Because, yeah, Winter Soldier impacted...
Second season of the Agents entire, of S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
The entire Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because
it was the first season.
That's right.
Yeah, it was a huge impact on S.H.I.E.L.D.
And it made it huge, too, because that whole season, too, is that first season was so good. I still need to get through the second season.
I've never watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
The first season, honestly, is...
the first three episodes and then got distracted.
It starts slow.
Yeah
it does.
But about midway through, it really picks up, and it's so good.
Yeah, once you get past, like, there's a mid... Because it does, like, the mid-season finale stuff, mm-hmm. and it goes on break. The second half of season one starts to pick up. Season two is really good. Season three is incredible.
I still need to get through season two.
In other words, I need to go back and finish watching
it.
Yes.
I will say, too, like, that's something that kind of... that. Is interesting to me is that the network broadcast of, like, I haven't seen any of Agent Carter either.
I haven't either.
But so, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. really took a minute to find its footing and get going. So did Arrow, really.
Mm.
But, like, these Netflix series, like Daredevil and Jessica Jones, they hit the ground running.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I'm expecting with the second season of Daredevil and the Luke Cage one and the Iron Fist one.
Yeah.
My only thing is, like, I don't know anything about Finn Jones, so, like, I wasn't sure, like... Because Daredevil was a very combat-heavy, like, martial arts-trained person. Jessica Jones and Luke Cage are more Street Fighter ground.
Wait, they fight because they're super strong.
Right. Their fighting style isn't as clean. But then you have Iron Fist, who is trained by literally the greatest martial arts masters in the universe.
Yeah.
And so I don't know enough about Finn Jones' background to really make a judgment call on it, because if he... I have to, you have to assume they're not just going to cast anyone. They've hit the nail on the head with every single casting they've done so far.
Yeah.
In the movies and the TV shows.
Everything's done really well. Yeah. And I think that Finn Jones, just from what I've seen, like, he's done swordplay a few times and he's done a few other things. I think that he can pull it off.
Yeah.
Should be fine. Mm-hmm. I'm actually kind of excited about it. I think it's a good casting. The one thing that a lot of people are upset about, for no real reason, That's one of the things I wanted to bring up, is that Finn Jones is a white man. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, people seem to believe.
Well, like, the thing of it is a lot of people would be really angry because we all know Iron Fist to be a what? Oh, you mean the internet overreacted because Danny Rand is white.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Danny Rand is a white guy.
Mm-hmm. Always has been. It's never, he's never been anything but a white guy.
Like, I kind of understand the complaints, like, not this particular one, but it's, you know, one of the whole, like, Daredevil's white, Jessica Jones is a white woman, like, everyone seems to be, like, and then, I mean, Luke Cage is obviously a black man. But, I mean, I kind of understand the desire for more diversity in a cast of, like, characters. But at the same time, like, I wouldn't mind if they had cast someone who wasn't a white guy for Iron Fist. Like, that's fine. I'm not someone that, you know, whenever that huge campaign for Donald Glover to be Spider-Man, to be Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't care what race what race the actor who portrays the character is, as long as you do a good job of portraying that character.
Right.
But just, like, but the fact that people are up in arms about him not being an Asian person, that would make a whole lot more sense if
Danny Rand was
Danny Rand
Asian
was
person.
An actual yeah. Asian person.
Because for whatever reason, people are making that assumption. I'm not sure why. There's nothing in the comic books.
I have to assume it's people who don't know the character and just assume that the Bruce Lee-styled martial artist from Kung Lung is going to be an Asian man.
Yeah. Which, I think that the casting of, like, because this is all these shows are just getting geared up to Infinity War. I feel like whenever we get to Infinity War, I feel like the cast is going to be a lot more diverse anyway, because my theory is that Captain America is going to die at the end of this next one, and did he sign another contract?
Well, the contract, like, that's been done. Like, he's contracted for another movie after Civil War.
Well, I mean,
could be flashbacks.
It could be a flashback.
Also, he could die because death does not matter in the Marvel movies, which is a whole other topic.
Or he could step down. I think that we're going to have Sam Wilson. I can't think of it. Anthony Mackie.
The actor. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's going to be Captain America. He's going to be taking the mantle of Captain America in those movies.
Basically, see what happened in the comic book.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is not going to be there much longer, I don't feel, which would give us...
Yeah, because there's not an old man Tony anywhere.
Yeah, and then that would give us War Machine, but that trailer for Civil War makes me think that may not happen. I mean, there's a chance... I think we're going to have a more diverse cast whenever we move on forward.
This is a question. Like, have they confirmed that the TV series are going to be like Daredevil and all them are going to be Infinity? No, I mean,
no,
I don't.
I haven't heard they're going
to
be
Wars, no. But you have to think about it. Like, they have to make a new Avengers because they're not going to be able to sign.
Well,
all
that
these
was the
people.
End of Avengers 2. Was them already kind of building towards?
So, like,
the,
you'd have Scarlet Witch, you have
Vision and all them,
War Machine, Vision, Falcon,
the B team.
Yeah, yep. And then, like, let's get the street level heroes. So
the Defenders,
have,
and that's what they're going to do.
Yeah,
I always get this confused, or if they've even made the announcement yet, because that was the whole thing, is they were going to do the four main series and then go into Defenders.
Yes.
Was Defenders going to be a series on Netflix, or was that, okay, it wasn't going to be a movie?
Because I had also heard movie originally, and I was corrected. It is going to be a TV series, or a series on Netflix, just like the rest of them have been.
Okay.
So it's not getting a theatrical release, which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the stuff that they've done in the Netflix series, they certainly couldn't get away with on the big screen.
No.
Well, I mean, now
I mean,
that we've
you
seen
could,
but it would be rated R, and then, like, Marvel has a problem with that.
Marvel doesn't have a problem with that. Disney has a problem with that.
I disagree, because if they had that big of a problem with it, they wouldn't be allowed to do it on Netflix either. Well, I just think that they wouldn't do it for a theatrical release because of the paranoia that if it's an R-rated superhero movie, people aren't want to go see it. But now that we have Deadpool,
right,
that has shattered that conception...
Because it broke so many records.
You have to think that they're going to maybe give a little bit more leniency on it.
They might try for it.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, I read an article about how the Deadpool movie is teaching movie studios all the wrong lessons.
Because not every character is Deadpool. I don't think a rated R Fearless Defenders is going to be a lot different than a Deadpool movie because the characters are completely different.
One thing, like, is are the Netflix series rated at all?
I'm not sure.
Because I know they would be rated R, but, like,
or they would be, like, MA, like, if you...
Right. And then, like, going back to Dalton's point, though, like, technically, the Netflix series may not have a rating.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, they may just call it unrated since there's no rules for Netflix.
Yeah.
Because it's their stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm checking into it right now.
It's one of those home-regulated type things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, because I want to say that Dalton is right, that Disney would never want something R-rated with their name going on the big screen.
I only know that because, like, I collect action figures and they flat out, like, Disney was like, no, you guys can't do zombie Marvel Selects anymore that are heroes. Because like back in the early Marvel Select days, you had Zombie Spider-Man, Colonel Captain America. They were like, no, just villains, which is fine because I really love those figures. But at the same time, I would love to see characters that were actually in the zombie comic book, not just the X-Men villains.
Disney just needs to learn that now that they've got these other properties, they need to keep in mind that not everything is for little kids.
Right. And I mean, because they keep buying up more and more stuff. And, but
I will say, like, everyone likes to shit on Disney as being the, you know, oh, it's Disney. They're going to, you know, it's going to be watered down and worse.
No, no,
and
I'm
literally
not.
Literally nothing that Disney has put out, whether it's the Muppets, whether it's Star Wars, whether it's the Marvel
series. Any of the
series,
Marvel movies.
None of it has felt like it was directed specifically at children.
No.
Right.
Every single one of these, like, look at Winter Soldier. That was a pretty grown-up movie. Like, it was PG-13, but it was a very adult. That wasn't, you know, superhero squad.
Right. And I mean, Ant-Man the same way. Like, that was very much.
I finally saw Ant-Man.
Oh, it's so good.
I still haven't got to see it yet.
As soon as I get it back from my boss, I'll lend it to you.
Okay.
TVMA, Jessica Jones and Daredevil both.
Okay. So, well, TVMA, I guess, different than rated R. Well, I mean,
it's the TV version of rated R. Because for whatever reason, there's not just a uniform for all media.
Right.
TV's exclusive. And, yeah.
Well, video games different than TV's different. Either way, yeah, different groups of people rate them, I guess. But regardless, so yeah, I feel like Disney, though, is pretty anti having anything with their name on it, rated R.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe Daredevil will shatter that misconception that they wouldn't make money.
See, and that's kind of the thing, too, is like, I just, if they had a problem with it, because Disney still owns Daredevil and Jessica Jones. They're the ones who own these characters. If they had a problem with it, we wouldn't have seen the Daredevil that we saw.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe they have a different policy for, like, their Netflix, like, TV shows than, for whatever reason, they think it's different putting it up on a movie screen.
Yeah, I mean, now, I could see Disney thinking that Netflix still isn't really a big thing.
Yeah, yeah. ABC definitely produces these shows, though, right?
No.
I think they do. I think ABC's name is on Netflix shows.
I mean, Disney owns ABC, don't they?
Yes.
I think so. I'm just saying, I just wanted to throw that out there, that it's also ABC's doing.
No, definitely not.
I thought the Netflix ones were separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Netflix is just Netflix, Marvel, and Disney.
Oh, I'll find out.
Well, Netflix and Marvel, by extension, Disney.
Yeah. Right.
It wouldn't make any sense for it to be Disney to ABC to Netflix.
And honestly, like, look at the next season of Daredevil. It's The Punisher.
Oh, right. That's like, going to be so good.
That is not a TVG.
No. Not even a little bit.
No, it's fine. The Punisher's the one with the skull on the...
Yeah, it's a smiling.
Oh.
He's going to use a Nerf gun now.
Yeah, Nerf guns.
I might actually watch that.
I will say, whenever they announced Punisher, I was like, are they going to do the skull into the belt? Because that is the goofiest looking thing in the world. Because it used to be the belt was like the teeth.
Yeah, and that was the original Punisher.
Yeah.
Good times.
good times.
But yeah, no, I'm really excited for Danny Rand, Iron Fist.
He's legit. And one of my favorite superheroes. Like, yep. I don't even know all that much about him. Just everything that I've read that involved him has been just fun and awesome. And especially the Heroes for Hire, which is really the movie that I wanted. Like, I would have loved a big screen Heroes for Hire movie, but I will 100% take a Defenders, just Luke Cage.
And I mean,
Danny
we can
Rand.
Still get a Heroes for Hire movie in the future. Yeah, which just so good, so good,
so much fun.
Yeah, because did you ever read? Have you read the first issue of Power Man and Iron Fist?
I still haven't. I have them both.
Oh, you guys! I need you both to read it so I can have somebody to talk to about it.
I'll read it.
It's so good, like from cover to cover, just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well done. So, big topic of the night. Yesterday, as most of you know, we did a show earlier this month. The 20th anniversary of Pokemon's original release.
Woohoo! Was yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, it was yesterday. Which, if you're listening to this, it was probably
Saturday.
2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was Saturday the 27th, for exact dates for you folks out there. They announced on Saturday. Was it Saturday? No, it was Friday.
Friday.
They announced on Friday. What am I looking at?
ABC Studios.
ABC Studios.
I was right.
Well.
Neat. Sorry, it was bugging me. Anyway, so back to Pokemon.
Back to Pokemon. On Saturday, or Friday, they announced Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Woohoo!
Get a whole new series. They have given us literally nothing about it.
Nothing at all, and it's driving me crazy.
Just the names and the pictures.
It's coming out worldwide, same day.
Yes,
yeah,
I do like that they're doing that.
Which they did the same thing with X and Y.
Yes.
Yeah. And they have two new languages. You can do Chinese, traditional, or simplified. So
that's exciting.
Yeah, that was the bit of news.
Danny Rand will be able to. Nope. Nope.
Anywho.
I'm just glad we won't have to wait until the following March to get the game like we used to have to.
Right. Yeah. It will be nice. We're all going to, everybody in the world's going to get it on holiday this year.
I was going to say, and they said holiday 2016. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Which Nintendo's been typically been really good with the release on Pokemon, at least.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's one of their big grabs.
Right. And they definitely need something for this holiday because they're not going to have Zelda out. They're not going to have Star Fox out.
Are they not?
I don't think so.
I thought that was coming out like, oh, no, yeah.
I mean, it was originally supposed to come out this year.
See, and that's what I could, because I thought it was almost early this year. Like, I thought it was coming up like relatively soon. Like, I thought it was like March.
I mean, we can find
but
out.
But I do think I remember it getting delayed.
See, that's the thing. That's why I always feel about, like, getting on my phone in the middle of these shows, because I know it takes a second to load. And then I figure out that, yeah, ABC Studios had something to do with Daredevil 3 minutes after we stopped talking about it. It's just like, oh, cool, I'm the smart guy.
But yeah, Sun and Moon.
Well, actually, oh no, that says initial release date is April 21st, 2016. So, I don't know.
Would that be international first and then us?
Because, see, I could have sworn that I heard that it got pushed. Let's see.
Because we talked about, because they showed the trailer for it, because I remember bringing it up on an episode of Nerd Up. Because I was super excited about it, because it looked really pretty.
Okay, as of right now, they're still saying April 22nd this year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could have sworn I heard it got pushed back again, but I am incorrect. I know they said Zelda was supposed to be sometime in 2015, then sometime in 2016, and now just sometime.
Do you think they're pushing it back and making us wait for the next system again?
Like they did before?
I was about to say, absolutely.
Twilight Princess.
Would not be the first time. Oh, that made me so mad. I had that game paid off 3 years before it finally came out.
Well, I mean, good for you. I mean, you didn't have to worry about that debt of being owed $60
for
a
game. You just get a free game eventually.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's I mean, it's not like I paid for it or anything 3 years
It's like
before.
Me and my ridiculous Ninja Turtles game that I bought.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
Oh, you knew he was going to.
Sometime in July, hopefully, I'm going to be getting an amazing Kevin Eastman art-inspired Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle board game.
Oh.
And we'll all play it. It'll be fun.
We'll be playing it.
I don't know. You Judases may not be able to. You might look at all the figures trying to talk me out of getting it.
No. What did he say to me that day? Hey, Dalton, do me a favor. Talk me out of getting this game.
And you failed, so
we both
job.
Did. We failed real hard.
Did
but,
you get the
150- But then he got all upset when we said we wouldn't play it with him, so now maybe he's just...
I got other friends.
That'll play board
I'll
games
play.
With you?
Uh-huh. See, Lindsay will play.
So, did you pay for, like, the really expensive one?
I paid for one of them. So, Pokemon Sun and Moon.
So, we'll move on back to Pokemon. So, we're going to wildly speculate about things that we want to happen.
Oh, there's no speculation of what we want to happen. It's just...
We wanted to not be on a handheld and be on the fucking main system.
I would very much like that.
That would be neat.
See, but
it's not happening.
And honestly, like, I was really surprised because I posted that initial, like, teaser, like, when the information got leaked about Sun and Moon coming out before the actual Nintendo Direct. I was like, oh, wow, that's surprising. But the reason it was surprising to me is because I was like, it feels like X and Y are still relatively new.
Yeah.
But in reality, they were, like, 3 years apart. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. which was the same amount of time between Black and White and X and Y.
Right.
And then instead of Black 2, White 2, we had the Omega, Ruby, Alpha, Sapphire.
Right. Because it seems like that's kind of how they do their release or their mm-hmm. release schedule in general. Like they or what they've been doing for the last several years. New mm-hmm. series, reboot, remake series.
Right.
New series,
which is a good business model to have at least.
And
oh yeah,
and don't get me wrong,
clearly
I'm really excited because I'm always excited for a new Pokemon game. It's the only reason I bought a 3DS. It's the only reason I think I bought a DS.
I like that you're gonna be able to transfer the Pokemon from the digital versions of Red, Blue, and Yellow,
because they did did make that announcement. Also, for those of you out there that didn't know, you can now buy Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow on your 3DS through the eShop mm-hmm. for $10 a pop.
And, so I'm going to be spending $30 real soon.
Nope. Yeah.
$10, just yellow.
No, and, I'll be getting them all because that's how I am.
Well, I'm sorry that...
I know I have a problem. I have a problem.
Thanks to Fire Emblem, I can no longer judge her. you can now transfer all of your Pokemon from those original three games mm-hmm. to the Pokebank. Which
I also need to renew.
Which is okay. So
PokeBank's $5 though for a year. That's
okay.
Not bad.
That's what I was going to ask. Is it $5 annual or is it monthly?
But it's annual.
So. Yeah. And definitely worth it if you're, you know, play a ton of Pokemon games like Lindsay.
Especially because you can pretty much just, you know.
And if you hoard starters and then just pass them off to other people.
Right. Like, that's the only reason I have all of the starters now is because Lindsay had so many extras in her Pokebank.
Yep.
Like the Blind Wonder Tray.
And even now you can just start up a couple games, get to where you can transfer them up to the Pokebank, just restart.
Yep.
Boom. All three original 150 starters if you don't already have them.
Yep. And that's real handy. Yeah. And you can get a Pikachu right off the bat if you want a Pikachu. And
another dumb question, because I have not used the Pokebank at all. If you say, okay, so I start my game, I send up my Charmander, I start up my X, I pull him out of the Pokebank. Is that the same trainer, or is it still going to be like Pokemon?
You are still your same trainer. You can use multiple cartridges with your bank.
Okay. So I wouldn't have to worry about it like not obeying me if I...
As
long as it's not like a super high level, like a higher level than when I pull it out of.
I mean, it still acts like a trade, doesn't it?
Well, because you literally pull it into your bank, though. I haven't done that. I don't know.
Okay.
You stumped me. I'm sorry.
All right, so next week we expect an answer.
That's how I continued my past Team Rocket tendencies from when I worked at GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the bank makes it so much easier because I don't have to wait for six of them to take off other people's cartridges that they've abandoned.
Yep, because Lindsay used to kill a whole lot of time back at a ye old GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
She would just come in, like, when she worked there, especially.
My Game Boy Advance had so many.
Yep. She would just
I'd go through all the old cartridges.
And pull off whatever Pokemon she wanted.
Oh, but that people traded in.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were fakes because they had the little, like, cheat cartridge, but right. A lot of them were also legit, so...
Yeah, like, whenever I had Y, I had such a beefed-up team because the kid that left... Because I remember my friends were just like, so you think this was a kid that was bad at the game or a kid whose parents did, like, too many drugs and had to sell the game? And I was like, second one. Pulled it up, level hundreds as far as I could see. None of them were glitched. They were all legitimate. And I was just like, see?
Well, to be completely fair, with those old cartridges, you could give yourself, like, unlimited rare candies.
And just bump them up.
Yeah. So
well, yeah, but this was Y. Like, this was...
You could do it with X. Well, yeah, because the most recent version of the... what is it called? The Billy, help me out here. The cheating mechanism for the 3DS that you can use. Action Replay, right?
Action Replay
isn't a thing on 3DS right now. I was going to say, I didn't think they ever upgraded that.
There is a way that you can dump your saves.
Okay, so Billy is telling us there is a way to cheat the system with the 3DS versions. So that's a thing. So maybe. But
this kid was really good, and I really appreciated his game. Now my friend Barry has all those awesome Pokemon for his because I never got back to him on it.
Fair enough. I remember one of the Pokemon games. I had Lindsay just give me an entire like group of eggs of the Pokemon that I wanted.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So all you had to do was hatch them.
Yep. I just walked around hatching Pokemans, and then I had my all-star team from the beginning. Yep. I don't even remember what it was. I know there was an Eevee involved.
Well, yeah, because you wanted your Umbreon. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think you had three Eevees because you wanted multiple.
Yeah, because I know I also like Glaceon a lot. I like Umbreon and Dratini. Dratini was there.
Jolteon's the only one that
matters. See, I don't breed Pokemon for stats. I breed them for the ones I want to start with.
I see, and I started trying to do that because Krista was really into that, doing the
yeah, but
the
she was
Eevee
about breeding about
else.
Stats and like, right. She had all like three boxes of nothing but Dratini
because she was trying to get like the perfect Eevee. Yeah, the perfect Eevee. And what am I looking at, Billy? Okay, Billy's showing me all the clones he has from his hacked version of the game. So yes, it is clearly doable.
That sounded judgy.
No, I mean, say we have proof.
Zoroarks.
He has an entire box of shiny Zoroarks.
Yay, Lord. Shiny!
That's a thing.
I am so happy that my shiny Vaporeon is legit.
Right.
Like, when I was transferring over to X and Y, I'm like, oh, please be real, because I got it when they first did the world trade, and it was the best trade ever, because So from one of those games that I've swiped stuff from, I took a level 100 Ninetales, and I just put up that I wanted a Vaporeon, and I got myself a level 100 shiny Vaporeon. Best trade ever in my book.
Legit. Now,
as opposed to the worst trade ever, I saw
all
a picture.
All the scatterbugs?
I saw a picture of someone that traded a level 100 Magikarp.
Wow.
Splash it on them.
But why would you do that?
That's
why?
Because that's one of those things that, like, the Wonder Trade you have had, and maybe it's because of how much stuff you've put into it as well, like how many times you've done it, But the Wonder Trade is either like, oh, I got a shiny Bulbasaur, or cool. And
another Scatterbug.
Rattata, Scatterbug, yeah.
See, mm-hmm. I liked putting up cool stuff on the Wonder Trade, because like when I first started off with it, I got some pretty awesome stuff. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't all just Rattata, Bidoof, yeah. and Scatterbug.
That's why I don't yeah. do it, though.
And then I know the subreddit was actually being like super cool about it.
Oh, yeah, they did like coordinated, like, okay, yes, pick something Christmas. Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, for Christmas time, for the Wonder Trades, like, everybody on the Pokemon subreddit were just putting up, like, crazy awesome Pokemon for these kids to get. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them were called, like, Merry Christmas and shit like that.
Aww. Yeah, actually naming the, mm-hmm. the Pokemon that way.
I didn't like that much either, yeah. because then you can't rename them, you just constantly have this Pokemon.
Merry Christmas!
Or even getting, like an awesome, like, a Charmander or something with a stupid nickname, because you can't change the names right. on traded Pokemon.
What I liked doing is, if I was breeding Pokemon and I had, like, a level 1 or 2 that came out, I'd go through and teach it different good moves to start off with, mm-hmm. and then they can change it later if they want.
Right.
But so that way they weren't getting, like, a just-hatched Pokemon that only knows Scratch.
Well, I mean, depending on the Pokemon, like, if they got a just-hatched, shiny anything.
Yeah.
Because everybody likes shiny.
Right.
I caught my first shiny in X and Y. It made me happy.
I've never had a shiny on my team.
I had never caught one until then.
Other than the red Gyarados. Yep. Gyarados, whatever.
And you could have him make a baby, and it would be a golden Magikarp.
Never did that.
Yeah, if you bred the red Gyarados, mm-hmm. you got a gold Magikarp. Which turned into a red Gyarados.
Right.
I've never caught a shiny in any of the Pokemon.
Me neither.
I had a shiny Bagon, so I now have a shiny Salamence that is lime green, and I love it.
That's nice. Legit.
Yeah, I remember you showed me that.
I was like freaking
really cool.
out because my first shiny was a dragon.
So do you think that they're like, and this goes back to, you know, the wild speculation. Do you think they're going to do an X and Y where they have like an entire, or not X and Y, like a black and white where it's like almost entirely new Pokemon? Or are they going to do like the X and Y where it's a really great blend of?
I think they'll blend it.
I hope they do too. Because there's already so many great.
Because I feel like they were stretching it with X and Y on coming up with new ones, which, I mean, come on, we're up to 723. I don't blame them.
I will say, though, a lot of those complaints are dumb, especially going back to, like, Gen 1, like, Ekans.
I really liked the conversation that we were having on, was it a Thursday show?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about, like, if Gen 1 came out today.
Uh-huh. Like, how yeah. shit it would get.
That was just a great exchange.
That was last Thursday's, because I remember we got really mad about it, because we were talking about Diglets.
And, like, but at the same time, I remember being really pissed when Ruby and Sapphire first came out. Because I didn't know any of the Pokemon with them being all completely brand new. Mm-hmm. Like, even with Gold and Silver, you still had a few.
Yeah, the original one from the first ones
in there. So I like what they did with X and Y, where you've got a little bit of a mix from the other generations plus the new ones. Right. Like, they don't need to overload it with the pre-existing, but I like that they have that you find different Pokemon in different regions, even though it's the same.
And to me, too, like, the biggest part of X and Y for me is that there were so many Pokemon you could get so early.
Yes.
That not everyone's team was the same going into the first gym. You know, you go into Red and White or Red and Blue. Everyone has their starter: Pidgey, Rattata, Butterfree, and
maybe a Pikachu.
Or if they were intelligent enough to go over towards where the Elite Four is, they might have a Mankey or a Nidoran.
Right.
So I'm doing that tonight because I'm buying Yellow. Because if you listen to the Pokemon episode we did, that was the first Pokemon game I ever played.
When you get to Viridian.
Go over to the left,
and there's some grass. You'll get a Nidoran and a Mankey.
Because that's actually been a case in a lot of the Pokemon games. If you go like the other direction at the beginning, because even in X and Y, you could get the one that turns into Lucario?
Riolu.
Yeah, you can get a Riolu if you just head to the right.
But why would you do that when you're going to get a Lucario? Like,
mine was better.
Yep.
So Billy is saying, for those of you that can't hear him, Riolu in the beginning is amazing.
This is Billy's last show in the Peanut Gallery.
This will be Billy's last show in the Peanut Gallery. I was going to have Billy do a shout out at the end. It's going to be a good time.
Way to ruin it, Dalton. Just like everything else in your life.
The look on Dalton's face. Great, great visual gag for the audio podcast. All right. So, yeah, one of the things that, you know, everybody's wondering about, everybody will always wonder about, starters.
Right.
For me personally, let's because we've talked about this numerous times before, including I think this is the same cast from the last Pokemon special, right?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so favorite starter type, Dalton, go.
Grass,
of course. He's doing his best. Asa, go.
Probably water, because I think I like water is probably one of my favorite types in general.
Lindsay?
I've picked water the most, if you go through stats.
And fire for me. Because Charmander, just from the beginning.
He's your buddy.
He's
Squirtle is my buddy.
God, I love Charmander.
Don't say it for me. We all know. I'm aware.
What's Venusaur doing?
His best.
It makes me so
sad.
I like
my Ivysaur.
Yeah. He's neat. He turns into a Venusaur.
I just have my level 100 Ivysaur.
Lindsay was like, nope.
I have a Venusaur too, but I liked my Ivysaur.
I'd really like to see this be the round that we get different types of, well, like, other than just fire, water, grass.
Well, that's like what I posed to you guys online. Mm-hmm. I think it would be really cool if their niche with this one is the starters are pulled from Pokemon that you need to use either a Moon or a Sunstone to finally evolve.
Yeah.
You'd still have grass in there, granted, but you'd also get normal types, poison types, just mix it up.
Yeah, it would be interesting mix, because I like to, like, Pokemon Conquest. I think Lindsay is the only person I know that's so also played fun. Pokemon Conquest.
I loved Conquest.
It's great. It's like Fire Emblem and Pokemon combined, mm-hmm. and it makes me so happy.
I was really into Sengoku Basara at the time, so I knew all the history stuff.
That too. One of the things that I really liked in Conquest, you actually started with an Eevee.
Eevee.
The whole way that game worked in general was just very different, and they even talked about like how they handle Pokemon is completely different in that world versus, you know, the actual Pokemon world. But it would be, I would also like it to change up, maybe start us out with another wheel. Because, yeah. I mean, there exist more.
Oh, yeah.
So many more.
There's so many, you know, three-layered paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah, so many other rock, paper, scissors
options. Or the other thing I thought of, they might throw a new type in again, like fairy type. Whereas if you have Sun and Moon, we already have a dark type. Are we going to get a light type?
That's fairy for me. Like, I don't really think we need another type.
I know. There's a lot of them. But
So there was a certain time, like, I don't know. I think Silver and Gold was right when because that was like the last games I played. I felt like they had the right amount of types. And then they started adding stuff.
I mean, they didn't add too many more after that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, technically the only new type they added after Gold and Silver was
Dark and Steel.
Well, Dark and Steel.
Dark and Steel was
that in Gold and Silver? Yeah.
And then Fairy was it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, they actually became types, like, you know, Poison type.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But they were, I mean, you always had Poison moves and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because Poison was relegated to Grass type back in the day.
Which, that's one of the things I really liked about X and Y, too, is that all of the starters had the second type.
Yes, so, you know, they each had double.
Fighting, Psychic, and Poison.
Right. And so, like, I'm really tired of Fire Fighting type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they Finnegan, have been doing
fire,
that a lot.
Psychic. Fire Psychic.
Yeah, which was a really cool combination. Hated that Pokemon, but it was
If only, like, the final...
That's why I like my Magmortar, because it can do fire and psychic.
Yeah, if only, like, that final evolution didn't look so goofy.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to pull a
thing.
Stick out of my ass to attack every time.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Greninja was still the winner there.
Yep.
I like Chestnut. I
Chestnut was
awesome.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It was surprising. But
big old spiny. Yeah, it was cool. Only time I've ever chosen grass type. So there you go, Dalton. I'm someone at the table that's chosen grass.
It only took a ridiculously stupid looking fire type for him to resort to grass.
It's usually my go-to. That or electric, because I got Pikachu.
And honestly, the only reason I didn't pick Froakie is because literally everyone
else
playing at the
Froakie.
Time was picking Froakie.
Right.
Like Krista, Steven, Lindsay.
Water type.
Though I think Shannon picked Chespin, didn't he?
Yes, he did. He picked Chespin.
Though he only played for, like, you know, typical with first three.
I thought Krista picked Fennekin because it was fluffy.
Nope. Krista was upset about Froakie because she wanted Gentleman Frog as the final evolution instead of a Ninja Frog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no, she still picked Froakie, I'm pretty sure. She's going to send me a message like, no, I did pick Fennekin because it was a fox and it was cute.
I love my Greninja.
Because yeah. I remember her talking about that. She was thinking about picking it up because it was a fox and it was cute. And Mandy was in that same boat. Because
I was slightly
torn,
but yeah, when I saw the final evolutions, I think, we're going with the Ninja Frog.
I'm pretty positive now that she picked it because I remember she was upset when she finally realized that Greninja's scarf was his tongue.
That was a little creepy.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. But whatever. So, going on from there... Your grass type. What's the type combination you're hoping for grass type, Dalton? If you could pick.
I mean, grass poison is probably the easiest one to do because earlier in you can mess a lot of people up with that. Sleep powder and then pick a move that's gonna take HP away after time or Is it
like leech seed?
So you want leech seed and poison powder? So you want Bulbasaur again?
Yeah. You guys make fun of me. You don't understand. That's one of my favorite Pokemon.
I mean, God. I can't say anything. I usually teach someone in my team toxic just for that poison.
If it does, if it makes you feel better, I'm pretty sure that Billy has it also admitted to liking Bulbasaur. Billy is nodding. So you you do have a friend.
Oh, I have a friend. If you like grass type, please email us at. Tell them to stop gaming up on me at itsjustpokemon.com. We haven't done that one in a while. I'm really happy I got a chance to do it.
We have not done that one in a while. You're correct. All right, Asa, for your water type, what's your ideal?
I don't know. I really don't. Honestly, if it wasn't because I like type combinations I'm thinking of have already been done.
Yeah.
So like Tentacruel, water poison, because poison's one of my favorite types in general. Same with like water ice. I feel like there has been. Didn't they turn?
Lapras is technically water
Lapras,
ice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cloyster being another one of my favorite Pokemon. Just for pure, like, it would be interesting to see what they did with it, like a water steel.
It's Empoleon.
Oh, yeah. Sure is. I don't see. Yeah. I mean, everything. It's. See,
but I mean, like.
And that's probably the problem
and it's
now
fine
is
when
it's like.
There's so many of them.
There's so many Pokemon.
It doesn't have to be unique. Just like for your starter, what would you want your starter to be?
For my starter, I wouldn't want it to be water. I don't want that.
We want to get away from the water, grass, fire starter.
I don't
want
that to be
something different.
Like, it'd be like steel, and I'm completely blank, like steel ground fighting. I know that's not the actual, like, three.
That's not a triangle.
Because I'm blanking on my type.
You could do
matches now.
Steel, fire.
No.
Nope.
No fire.
There's no triangle. And we want to get away from fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
or even just do like what they did with X and Y, do fighting, psychic, poison.
And then just do the main three around it?
Yeah, and do like those main three, like do that as the triangle.
Yeah.
So because just take out like the typical rock, paper, scissors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because, and I understand why they do it. Because
or really throw it up and just make them all normal types.
That'd be too crazy. Can't handle that craziness.
And I get why they do it, because it is the easiest triangle. It's kind of the most basic, like,
and they can kind of set your level of the
game. It goes all
the
way back to the beginning.
Because we have to keep in mind, you know, as much as we are 20-somethings adults, like, that still love these games, they're still intended for the 8 to 10-year-olds. And so, clearly, water puts out fire. Fire burns grass. And
grass absorbs water.
Grass absorbs. Yeah. Literally the first time I've ever figured that out. Never put that together until just this second.
Asa is 26.
To me, it's the rock paper scissors thing. Scissor cuts paper. Got it. Rock bashes scissor. Got it. Paper covers rock. No. Yeah.
Rock's okay.
Rock,
no structural damage. That's a great Mitch Hedberg joke.
Rock shoots through paper. Like if I have a rock and I'm gonna throw it at you and you hold up a piece of paper. It's not. No.
Rock's fine.
Depends on how thick the paper is. If I have a ream of paper.
What if it's cardboard?
It doesn't say piece
of paper.
It's
cardboard.
It's a version of paper.
God.
It doesn't get specific. It's just paper. It doesn't even say sheet of paper.
Yeah, it's
maybe
yeah,
a
but
you just
what
if
paper. You make
what
your
if you do
flat.
A,
you don't
yeah.
do like book. Open it up. You can't see what I'm doing with my hand, but I'm doing like the reading rainbow opening the book hand gesture.
Yet another great visual gag for the audio podcast.
Oh, this is such a great team.
So many great visual gags.
I want my starters to not be the same.
Okay, well, if you thing. Have to.
If I have to, I know. I mean, they've done it before, but just water, steel.
Fair enough. That would just
like electric would just run train.
Well, it's the same thing if you switch to a water ground. I mean, yeah, you can cover electric, but grass is still going to eat you.
Yeah.
So.
And that's one of the great things about Pokemon is that there's no really broken, with the exception of like fairy.
Fairy is kind of broken.
Fairy's a little bit, which I think I have to assume that they're going to. Kind of.
I mean, poison is really the only thing you can use against fairy.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I guess in complete fairness, before. Fairy types were a thing. The reason they introduced it is because
dragon
types were just running train on everybody because the only thing weak to a dragon was a dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and ice.
Bug type for some reason for a while was strong against dragon, which I didn't understand.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. And then ice moves.
It can fly into its eye?
Maybe. Yeah, and ice.
We're trying to do the whole
But I don't think ice was resistant to dragon. It was just dragon was weak
damage.
To ice.
Yeah.
Yeah. which, yeah, like, so fairy is the only thing now that's resistant to dragon, I think, right? Is there anything else resistant to dragon?
People are screaming at their phones.
Probably.
Not that I remember. You dummy. Other than dragon itself again.
Yeah.
Well, no, dragon's not resistant to dragon.
Yeah, they're neutral.
Yeah, they, no, they get the bonus damage. Like, dragon's super effective against dragon.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, 2x damage.
I don't follow stats.
That's dumb.
Weird. It's really weird. Because there was a little while, like I said, Krista, going back to that, huge into the EV training and all of the, like, she wanted to build the perfect Pokemon team and, you know, do all the battling and stuff. We actually even thought about, you know, for a Gaming Grounds tournament here, doing, like, Pokemon battles. Which I think would have been really fun, just really hard to organize, logistical nightmare.
It'd be different if they would put another Battle Revolution-style game on the Wii.
Right, then you could actually have it on TVs.
Because then you could sync it up with your DSs and show it on the TV.
Yep, yeah. Which would be cool, too.
Well, and even we kind of talked about with the whole Pokemon Go, you know, the speculation with that is just turning the store into an actual Pokemon gym.
Right.
Like, whoever's working, you know...
Be the gym leader.
Yeah.
That would be so fantastic.
I would just hang out in the store all day. And
we would lose so many times on Sundays whenever I start working. They'd be like, oh, no, today's the day to go to Gaming Grounds. That Dalton doesn't know anything.
All right, you guys need Gaming Grounds badges, head over.
This is Sunday. That's when Dalton's working.
We just have to have Lindsay in here all day on Sunday. Yeah.
You're going to have to start changing your availability.
You would be the guy that meets him at the door. Like, you're you're the little, like, mini trainer.
Yes, you might need this.
I would be the one giving him advice. Be like, don't walk right in front of Lindsay. Yeah, if you see that exclamation point, you better restart.
No, I'm not talking about the guy, like, that gives you advice.
You're the one that
I'm talking,
there.
Like, you're the junior trainer. Like,
you're the one that has, like, 2 Pokemon that they have to beat.
Yeah, you're the dude with 2, like, you're the dude with 2 level 10 Geodude. And then Lindsay has like the level 30 Steelix and Golem.
Oh, that makes me
sad.
No,
it'd be a Flygon.
I was sticking with the.
The joke is I have 2 Geodudes.
Ground.
Sorry, ground.
Ground.
I said Brock, by the way.
I do like
that's
Brock.
Fine.
Yeah, Brock's cool.
Okay,
Brock's
fine.
Cool,
I have a Rhyhorn.
That's fine, too.
Yeah.
Are you a Rhyhorn racer?
Rhyhorn.
Yes.
Rhydon should look so much cooler than he does.
I know.
Right?
Actually, I always really liked my Graveler.
Graveler's cool. I really
Graveler
did like
Golem.
Graveler
was one of my go-to rock Pokemon.
So I'll tell
I
a really embarrassing moment.
I did, because I traded with myself.
Didn't have the extra game.
My first, like, is it friends. Called the Master Ball, like the one that can catch any Pokemon?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wasted it on a Graveler.
Good job.
Ooh.
I was, again, really young. It was my first Pokemon game ever. Wasted it on a Graveler.
I'm pretty sure I used mine on Articuno. I said screw me, too.
It's like the J-Hall comic, where it's like, we're trusting this... breakthrough in technology can catch any Pokemon to you.
Yeah.
Zubat! Like, why would we give this to a 10-year-old?
The dorkly
so, like,
with a trainer Rusty. And he uses it on the of Rattata or something. He's like, I don't have a Rattata!
So again, just so you know, I've always Daltoned everything. This isn't just me meeting you guys.
I mean, I bought the Magikarp after having watched the episode where they bought the Magikarp.
At least you had logic behind it. It's like, oh, they did it in the episode, so I'll make this more like that.
This is the second Pokemon episode. The whole time I was like, please don't say Graveler, because I'm going to have to tell the story. But yeah, the person sitting next to me who was like 2 years older than me showed me how to play the game, thought I was the dumbest person in the world. Fast forward 16 years, and they weren't wrong. Yeah,
Asa, in fact, yelled that at Dalton earlier this evening.
There was a few
real dumb.
Yeah, there was a few expletives, but that's fine. I mean, it was pretty
Call of Duty. That happens. Yeah. We're all friends.
Boy, does it!
Boy, does it!
I never got to see Steven Rage until today.
Oh, is that really the first time you've seen
it? That was my first experience with it. Yeah, it was fantastic.
And got a doozy of it.
Yeah, well, especially like the that last game we played.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. We were doing so well in that too, and he still got so mad.
Mm-hmm. Or like whenever he got beat by the one guy. All right, let's
yeah,
stop
we'll
this,
talk about it later. Yeah.
Stop the tangent.
Anyways,
but the thing with Sun and Moon, like, it's one of those things where it's like I'm always excited for new Pokemon. It has sold me literally every single handheld that Nintendo has ever put out.
I won't buy a new handheld till a special edition Pokemon one comes out.
But
that's true.
But part of me is just like, I hope it's as good as X and Y.
X and Y was so pretty.
But
that's
the
first
like,
one
I've
finished in forever.
But even X and Y looked great, and it really kind of felt the freshest. But at its core, it was still just
it
Pokemon
was
to me.
So good.
And it was the best version of Pokemon they have put out in multiple generations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Diamond and Pearl was the one previous to that I put the most time into.
Yeah.
And that's just because they had so many different elements.
And so I'm like, part of me is like, they're not going to change up the formula. Like, they're not going to really shake up the formula because it's Pokemon. They don't have to. But like, I'm still secretly hoping, like, maybe they do. Maybe
we get something new and neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Oh, I wanted to have a go ahead and finish that thought.
Oh no, I was just going to finish my thought from earlier about the Eevee training and trying to find like the perfect Pokemon team. Mm-hmm. That's the end of that story. Continue, Dalton.
So I watched a video for Pokken, and can I just say that I am going to use Pika Libre the most. It's Pikachu in a Lucha Libre outfit. Yeah. I got so excited because I was like, I love Pikachu. That's a Lucha Libre outfit.
When does that come out?
You can buy the plushie on the Pokemon Center.
How much?
I think those ones were like 25.
Does it really matter? Like, yeah. What number would she have said where you were like, oh, you know no. What? No, never mind.
Have you seen the movie Marvel Selects coming out this year? That's $100 I'm going to be spending. I have to make sure I don't completely screw myself.
So, I still want to get my Joltik wallet. I haven't done it yet.
See, that's why. 25 is reasonable. That's one more extra shift.
That's what I paid for place. Intern Pikachu.
But this is Lucha Libre.
I know, and he's cool. He's got his little mask, his little wrestling outfit.
But I'm super excited for Pokken, though. I'm going to be bad at it.
I'm going to be terrible at it, but I'm still going to play it.
Yeah, it looks super cool.
So, I mean, whenever you guys get it.
When you guys bring it in.
Uh-huh. No, I don't have any of you. When she gets it, I will play it.
Pretty much, yeah. It's going to be me bringing it in.
You'll see a dip in Dalton showing up in the shows. Because I'll be playing Pokken in the back. Be like, I'll be the new Billy.
You'll be the peanut gallery.
Yeah, I'll be the peanut gallery.
Hallelujah. Oh my God,
Damien Sandow, what are you doing here?
All right, so Lindsay,
uh-huh.
Your starter combo.
Mine's already been done too, but I want Water Dark because I miss my Sharpedo. I loved Sharpedo.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I cannot explain to you the disappointment I had when I first saw the first like teaser image of Sharpedo,
uh-huh.
And I was like, "There's a giant shark, and I want it, and he's gonna be so awesome." And then I see him in the game, and I'm like, where's the rest of him?
Yeah, I know. Why? I loved my Sharpedo, though.
That's, what? What is this thing? Why'd they only, do I have to catch the other half? Like, are they doing fusion dances?
But I would like another Water Dark type.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Dark is also one of my favorite types.
I loved my Crocodile.
That was like a Houndour and Houndoom. Uh-huh. Like, I really loved those in Gold and Silver.
Murkrow. Fire
Dark. And, I mean, and that's how I played. And that's honestly still how I kind of play.
Like,
I mean,
you pick the coolest looking Pokemon.
My Mega Absol is always with me now.
I pick the ones that I think look the coolest, and then I will trade out one that's strong against whatever gym I have to go up against.
Yep.
And then I beef him up and...
I'll teach them moves that they can do to help against it.
Yeah. I really should start playing like that again because I've since I've stopped doing that, like I end up losing interest in the game because I'm like, no, I have to have a balanced team.
Yeah.
I still have a balanced team. I just don't make sure they're ones I like.
Yeah, and that's
takes
where,
a little longer.
And that's when I run into problem when I get to the Elite Four because I'm already someone who doesn't like grinding, at all. And Pokemon is not the game if you don't like to grind.
Accurate.
Yeah.
At some
point, you have to.
And I distinctly remember like going through the Pokedex online just to be like, okay, who is the... Like, just pick the most balanced team for me, Internet, and then I'll train them. But I don't care because I don't like most of them.
Yeah. I'll purposely try and give myself something different just to mix it up.
It wasn't like... I finally had a team, I think it might have been an X and Y, where I had like... That I was super happy with just about everyone. Because I had a Crobat... I had the Hone Edge, the sword one.
That one was surprising. I really like that one.
I had the Bisharp. I ran pretty heavy with Steel and Dark, but that's a really good combination. And even then, I still, I don't know if I ever actually finished X and Y.
I did.
I didn't finish that one.
I didn't finish my Omega at all. I don't even remember where I am.
One of the Pokemon that I really liked from X and Y, and I know one that Stephanie would be really upset if I didn't mention.
Hawlucha?
Hawlucha. The Lucha bird.
I found a plush Hawlucha.
Does Stephanie know?
Yes, I told her when I bought it. She was jelly.
Okay, yeah, because that's basically everything that Steph sent, me, her, and Krista have this little thread going on Facebook where we just send random stuff we find on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And for a long time, almost everything that she sent was Hawlucha
related.
Yeah, she was a big fan of the thing, and I liked it too. Like, it was a pretty awesome member of my team.
It's a flying fighting type,
right? It was so cool. It did seismic toss. One of my favorite comics with Hawlucha was just. Having Hawlucha fly them to somewhere, and they basically just did a really long distance seismic toss. So, I guess a pile driver. What move was it that he had that was?
I don't remember.
It was kind of unique. Either way,
I just remember that Ash has one in the show now.
Yeah, they basically Hawlucha picks them up and then just flies up and then just slams them on their head and like whenever they land. Oh, it was hilarious. Great comic. I don't know where it's at on the internet. I can try and find it. Steel Fire, by the way, if anybody was wondering about mine.
Has that already happened?
Yes.
I feel like that, no.
I couldn't think of one when I was trying to think of it.
Steel is weak against fire.
Right, and they don't usually do that, they have.
I swear there was a...
feel like it would have to do something with Ironworks.
It wasn't the anteater Pokemon.
Heateran.
Heateran, yeah. The ant. Was he the ant?
He's like an anteater.
There it is.
Again.
Drum roll.
It might not be Steel Fire. It is fire.
Yeah, Heatran.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Steel Fire.
Fire Steel.
Okay.
Heatran, lava, the Lava Dome Pokemon.
Wow, I had the name and the Pokemon that was in my head was completely different looking.
But he's a legendary.
He's a legendary, yes. Yeah.
Well, that's just a cheat code.
Basically.
Yep, Fire Steel, legendary Pokemon. But, I mean, his resistances and everything aren't, or hers, it could be either. It's nothing.
I don't think that one has a gender.
It's 2016.
It says 50-50.
It doesn't need your labels.
Oh, okay.
Yep. But yeah, no, I think that's a cool type, and they could do something really neat with that as opposed to like the
firefighting. It's the FF word.
Oh, you.
Can it have a fireman's hat? I'm sorry, I had to.
I kind of want you to draw just like all of the firefighter starters with fireman hats on them now.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
I will.
They're the firefighters.
That's a great project right there. It's a great project. It's similar to like the Squirtle Squad, except they start the fires.
Oh my god, you have them, and then you have the Squirtle Squad just like heads in their hands, and in the background just like normal.
And then the grass ones are just off on the side doing their best.
And they're just like, nope, staying away from that.
I still liked my Charmeleon Air Crazy Cubone drawing. Yeah, with my polka wrap.
I like that too, yeah, that was good. All right. I had one more thought with a about little bit of time we have left.
Pokemon?
Yeah, it was about Pokemon. It was a question I was going to ask you guys. Talk amongst yourselves while I try to remember what that was.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number one comes out this week. Comic book.
Accurate.
You need to grab me one of them.
I'm special ordering one for myself first because I'm taking care of Numero Uno.
Dalton and I have already talked about it. They have a White Ranger variant that he needs to be grabbing for me.
Oh.
Yeah, because they did Zero, and I think they did all of the Power Rangers, so I have the blue one because that's my favorite. Have we ever done a Power Rangers episode on this show?
No.
Not specifically.
We've talked about it,
but we need, like...
I actually talked about Power Rangers with my manager today. Because it was, because I don't remember, awesome. I don't remember what we were talking, about like nostalgia stuff. And it's like, yeah, and then you go back and watch like Power Rangers, and you're like... No, I wasn't stupid as a kid. This is still good, right?
Amy Jo Johnson was selling her signed VHS copies of the show on eBay.
So we're going to do a Power Rangers episode whenever this comic book comes out, right?
It's not that big of a deal.
I mean, the comic to you. Book, the new movie.
I mean, when the new movie comes out, we'll probably do a Power Rangers episode.
I may not be around anymore. Because I like the little... Asa may kill me.
That's,
I don't think
Asa
so.
Asa wouldn't kill you.
There would be other steps taken.
There's so many other
don't
people.
Don't worry about it.
There'd be so many other people dead before you.
Hey, Dalton.
No, not on the show. Please don't.
Yes, Asa. No, we're doing it. Yes, Asa.
No, we're not. I'm shutting that down right now.
I feel like I missed an interesting story.
Don't worry about
you
it.
You know the story. You we'll know. Get there.
Okay.
Do you think you questioned yet, Jesse?
Nope.
You got distracted.
Yeah.
Okay, so here I got one for you.
All right.
So there's there is a lot of stuff to do in the Pokemon games. There's you can collect, you can get the best, try to make the best team. You can do that through breeding. You can breed. What is something that you want to see in a Pokemon game that hasn't already been implemented? Like, what would you add to a mini game or
fusion?
That is one of my favorite things from the Pokemon subreddit. Is like every couple weeks the same like couple albums of Pokefusions will get posted, and every time I go through them all
because that little
they're great.
Oh yeah, they had that like website where you could combine them.
Well, I mean, there's
and then people would hand draw their renditions.
Cool,
of it.
Way cooler versions of the
like
one
that.
Like Magnemite and Koffing.
Stay strong. Ugh. Stay strong for mother.
the toad duo
with the Bellsprout.
Or...
That one's so great.
Sandslash and Dragonite.
That does look really cool.
That's awesome.
One of these should be the picture for the show.
Or Raichu and Ivysaur.
Can you do that with Venusaur?
All right, no. So... I feel like we should stop doing this because the crowd can't see what we're talking about.
That's what I was like. Care. This isn't for this anymore. This is for Dom.
We need to post these as like the picture for the episode.
Just like 50 smaller pictures.
I'm gonna thumb through it on Facebook.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm gonna tattoo that on me somewhere. That sounds like a bad idea. I'm gonna do it.
I still like the little image. It was which one was? I think it was a Haunter and an Omanyte, and it looks like Early from Squidbillies.
You know what? Just for this show, I'm tattooing Bulbasaur somewhere on my body now.
Do it.
Mark my words. It's going to happen.
Okay. How about it? That'll show us.
It will.
It'll show us nothing.
Show you guys that I love Bulbasaur more than you guys can ever imagine.
So to get to the question that I asked, something that I would like to see is, and I know they kind of touched on it with the battle. It's not Mansion. I always thought it was Mansion, but it's the Battle Maison.
Okay.
Is being able to re-battle trainers.
Yes, I liked that.
Like, but I don't want it, not having to go to a specific place to do it, and like,
you have to
go through the
progression.
You used to
be able to do that in some of the other old games, and they would level up into you.
Yeah, they could call you and be seen and stronger. I think it would be cool if you could
just re-encounter them.
Just like go back to the gyms and like have it be a boosted way to be able to grind.
Yeah.
So like
a more
interesting
way. When you can go back and keep going against the Elite Four over and over again to level up your other
Except
ones.
Doing it against, you know, especially if you have a specific like, okay, I have this like Dalton has a Pikachu, he really wants to level up, or he has his Venusaur, he really wants to level up. Go back and just keep battling Misty. And like, but they get progressive. Every time you beat them,
they get progressively
stronger.
Harder. Yeah, that would actually be really
cool. So, like,
cool.
I mean, yeah, you could get, you know, 3 levels up, but then the next time you fight her, she's like 10 levels on you.
Because that kind of goes back to, like, the whole. That. I don't remember what the name of that Pokemon movie was, but it was. Or the Pokemon, like, little show that was basically based on the game, and it actually followed the story of Red instead of Ash.
Origins.
Yeah.
Origins. Oh, yeah. Pokemon Origins. Because whenever he told him, like, what level is Pokemon and stuff, where Brock went back and he picked 2 Pokemon out of the drawer, implying that there were stronger ones and weaker ones in there, depending on where you were.
Right.
So that would actually be really cool to integrate into the game, where the gym leaders actually have, if you're a stronger opponent, they have stronger Pokemon for you to fight.
Right. Because it's never supposed to be a... Like, oh, you have to, you know, you have to do it in this order, because not everyone in the world grows up in Pallet Town, and that's the linear path you go through. Like, and that's, and kind of going on to that is, you know, the open world aspect of it.
Right.
And being able to, okay, there's a poison type gym leader. And I would rather fight him first because this is who I have on my team now.
And see, I think that would actually also be an interesting little twist to it. Mm-hmm. You could start in different towns.
Yeah.
I think that would be awesome.
Yeah.
And like, that would actually, you could pick which town you're from, and that town determines your starter type.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
So you start in Pallet Town, you get fire, water, grass.
Right.
You choose those time. You start in Lavender Town, you might get ghost poison, psychic.
Yeah.
Yep. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, that would be really, really cool. But then there would have to be, there wouldn't have to be a bunch of professors. You just go to visit a gym leader, and they can give you your first Pokemon.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That would be a really cool little feature.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't necessarily say that all of the starters have gone from that professor.
Right. Well, and it's, you know, also the whole, because then, you know, why doesn't every youngster Joey have one of the 3?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So.
And yeah, many of them don't. They're little Rattatas and Pidgeys and shit.
That's another one of my favorite J-Hall is the, so you want me to go and catch all 151 of the Pokemon? Yep. So I need to catch all of them. Yep. So I only get one of these, right? Yep.
How am I going to get the other 2?
So do I catch the other ones in the wild? Nope.
Nope.
Isn't one of these Pokemon God?
Unless you got Professor Sycamore, who just gives it to you later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember my question. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and this is, we're going a little bit over, but whatever.
Who cares? It's Pokemon.
And then I have big news for the very end of the show. Like, breaking news that just happened.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of different playthroughs for Pokemon if you don't like the classic playthrough.
Right.
Are any of you guys going to try one of the non-traditional playthroughs?
Yeah, already know.
No.
Like, I mean, I've always said that I was going to try it, but that requires even more grinding, and the low-level grinding is the worst grinding.
It's true.
So.
It's true.
Well, at least with, like, the Nuzlocke runs.
Right, because the Nuzlocke is obviously the most popular, and for those of you that don't know...
That's just the first 6 you catch, you stick with, right?
Well, you can catch as many as you want, but you can only catch one per area...
And it's the first one
you encounter.
Fuck that.
Well, and there's so many, and honestly, but there are so many, since there's not an official, and I think I know where you're going with this, have like an actual, like how in Fire Emblem, you can do casual and classic.
Right.
Have like a preset on the system.
That would be kind of neat, like, too.
Nuzlocke setting.
But even outside of that, just, you know, if anybody's going to try and do like a non-traditional playthrough, because the Nuzlocke one, I've always wanted to play through that, through it that way, but...
I mean, I would, but...
I get discouraged quickly.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, yeah, the other thing is... one of the hardest parts to that playthrough, if one of your Pokemon faints, you have to release it.
Yeah, it's done.
You act as though it died.
Or just box it forever.
I refuse.
Or box it forever. You could box it.
No, I do not release Pokemon. That is why I have like 50 Woopers on my Wii on my Poker Ranch.
Yeah, that's why, and people agree with you, that's why an addendum to the rule is that you can put it in a box marked dead.
No. Oh. No. The box is not labeled dead. It would be labeled retired.
Retired. That's fine, too.
Why'd I get retired? Got it ass beat.
One of my other favorite playthroughs that I've heard about is the Christian playthrough.
You don't believe... Yeah, you don't evolve.
You can't evolve your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. I'm having a Vaporeon.
Not going to comment on that. Obvious reasons. Don't worry about it.
Fuck that.
Right? Yeah, no, that would be pretty terrible.
I mean, but I will say, like, I mean, and that's, like, clearly a joke one, but, like, those Nuzlocke runs are really impressive. Like, mm-hmm. people that can do that.
You know what?
Like,
I might do that with Red or Blue when I re-download it.
The Nuzlocke run?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it adds a whole extra chunk of challenge to the game, too.
Right.
But I'll send you the comic where it explains the Nuzlocke run, because it's based on a webcomic.
But, and also, or is it? Because I thought the webcomic started because they saw that and wanted to try it. I'm not sure.
I'm
not willing to argue it.
Like, yeah, I don't know either.
What if you accidentally kill the first one you come across?
Then you don't get to catch one in that area.
Well, that's bullshit.
The only exception is in the first area when you don't have Pokeballs yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it becomes significantly more difficult.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember just one of my favorite parts in the comic was the, if you've seen the comic, you know, the Bidoof scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. Mm-hmm. So anyway, let's get your breaking news and then we'll call it a night.
And lower your expectations now, folks, because you already know it, because by the time this goes up.
But this literally just happened. Leonardo DiCaprio finally won his Oscar.
Yay!
Reverend. Oh. Yeah, it just happened like 7 minutes ago. That's why, like, my face got really
big.
Was
the Oscars tonight?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah, so
I vaguely remember.
Also, Mad Max
radio.
Was a pretty big winner, apparently.
Yeah,
makes sense. It was a good movie.
Leo finally got his Oscar.
That's
so
awesome!
That's
fantastic.
I mean, he didn't need it because he gets to like go home to like.
Well, now what's Reddit going to do? They can no longer make the jokes.
Internet, yeah. The internet is broken. So if you can't listen to this episode, thanks, Leo.
All right. Dick. So I think that's going to do it for us tonight. So from Dalton, Asa, Lindsay, and myself, thank you for tuning in, and Billy, take us out.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Billy.
Bye, Billy.
Bye, Billy.